The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 14 degrees and sunny at Concordia University's Loyola campus. I'm Marie Thexton, and here are today's headlines. Quebec government announces $7 billion factory opening, a local river was awarded protected status following community demand, and Canada's population growth is at an all-time high, but Quebec lags behind. The Premier and Prime Minister are in Montreal this morning to announce a huge new investment, a battery factory project estimated $7 billion. Angie Isnell is live at Zoomels for the press conference. So Angie, what's it looking like down there?
Hi. So yeah, there is a lot of effort and security that have been put for this announcement, and there is more than 200 corporate and media that are present. As soon as we enter, we have a clean economy for Quebec slogan that is from the Northvolt company, and we have actually just right now Justin Trudeau talking next to the Quebec Prime Minister Legault, and Valérie Plante is here as well. And it just started.
So what are the details of the investment?
All right. So this is estimated as $7 billion. And the Northvolt factory will be the biggest private project in Quebec history. That will be implanted at Saint-Basile-le-Grand and McMasterville. And this Swedish company that is created from Telsa co-directors will bring a lot of jobs, opportunity, and a lot of investment. And so the Trudeau government promised $1.34 billion of investment in the battery company. And Northvolt, which helped to be the future of green energy, promised to reduce by 90% its carbon footprint by 2030. Also needs to say that Quebec was in competition with California and 70 other locations. But with political support and also the green energy sources, this is Quebec that won the battle.
So what's all this going to mean for Montreal and Quebec?
So this project, it promised to inject $1.6 billion into the economy and attract thousands and thousands of companies' investment. It will also create 10,000 of jobs with the affiliated business in technology and electric car field. And Northvolt will also enter the stock market in a year time. So it could considerably boost Quebec and Canada economy.
That was Angie Isnell live from the press conference. Thanks, Angie. Bixi Montreal announced today that they will be opening several mega stations next year. Empty stations have become increasingly common, and Bixi's infrastructure is not currently able to support the demand. The mega stations, which will offer up to 400 bikes, could help curb this problem. The company also plans to replace up to 10,000 bikes with newer models. While Bixi does not yet know the exact locations of the mega stations, they have confirmed that they will be in the city center. The Magpie River was designated a special protected area this morning by the ICCA consortium. This change was fueled by strong demand by local communities and represents a major step in environmental conservation. The question of decarbonizing the energy is still at the center of the debate. Justine Legalic has the story for us.
The Magpie River is located on Nitassinan, the ancestral territory of the Innu First Nation. It is the first territory in Canada to achieve Indigenous and Community Heritage Area status. This recognition was made possible thanks to the leadership of the Innu community of Equinancheit and its partners in the Mutiskedako-Shipu Alliance, regrouping First Nations, elected officials, citizens group, and environmental groups. Véronique Bussière, Director of Biocultural Conservation, hopes such a status will prevent Hydro-Québec to take this river off the list of options for hydroelectric development. However, such a status is only symbolic. Bussière explains how the provincial and federal governments are not inclined to adopt it into their legislation. Foundation Rivières works to preserve the rivers. André Bélanger, general manager, explains that the objectives of preserving the environment in Quebec are not going fast enough.
So this is the context now. So the real issue for us is how are we going to address the energy needs in the future to decarbonize the economy and to be able to have a sustainable society in the future.
Bélanger urges the Quebec government for a necessary shift to sustainable energy.
We are building a strong resistance by local communities. They don't want a dam on the Magpie. They don't want a dam on Petit-Nikatsina.
Justine Legalic, Concordia News, Montreal.
A construction worker was killed on Highway 40 early this morning after being hit by an unoccupied vehicle. The man, who was in his 30s, was hit by his own truck around 3:15 a.m. after it started moving on its own. He was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Both provincial police and the Quebec Workplace Safety Board are investigating the incident. Two lanes of the 40 westbound were closed during the morning rush hour but have since been reopened. Quebec is facing a significant teacher shortage, but it's not affecting all school boards equally. The Centre des Services Scolaires de Montréal is missing 300 teachers, while over 8,000 teachers are missing across the entire province. Miguel Folk-Quintage spoke with Michael Cohen at the English Montreal School Board, who is quick to point out that Anglophone schools were not facing the same struggle.
They have a much bigger issue in terms of finding teachers. We've found a way to ensure that, I'm not saying we don't have a teacher problem, but we're not in desperate straits.
So how do you explain why the English School Board isn't being hit as hard?
There has been so many new immigrants that have come here over the years, all destined for the French board, and therefore the French board has been attracting a lot of the teachers. There's only a certain pool of teachers, just like there's only a certain pool of mechanics and a certain pool of chefs at restaurants.
And why are there fewer teachers?
There's, first and foremost, less people who are going into the profession. So we work very hard at going to as many education and career fairs as possible. A lot of them are virtual these days. We set up kiosks. We work 12 months a year to try to appeal to people who are going into teaching.
Could it be that working conditions are pushing potential teachers away?
I do not think it's a matter of working conditions. I think right now you know that there's a common front between teachers and professionals and nurses. They're all battling the government for better working conditions and better salaries. But that's something that it's not something for us as a school board to comment on.
That was Miguel Folk-Quintage speaking with Michael Cohen from the English Montreal School Board. This year, Canada has experienced the highest population growth in the past 70 years. Immigration accounts for the vast majority of this growth, but why is Quebec some of the lowest population growth in the nation? Julia Israel has the answer for us.
International migration made up 98% of the population growth in Canada over the past year, according to a Statistics Canada report released yesterday. Quebec has seen the second lowest population growth of all provinces, however. Karim El-Assal from Canada Visa Law Firm says that Quebec's language laws are a main cause.
Of course, Quebec chooses to keep that number lower because of their focus on welcoming newcomers with strong French language proficiency.
El-Assal says that pathways to migration in Quebec are also difficult due to the province's goal of ensuring that local workers are not displaced.
But at the same time, when you do have genuine labor shortages, as is the case in Quebec, the issue is more pressing.
But Pascal Derubé of opposition party Parti Québécois says Quebec simply doesn't have the capacity to accept the amount of temporary workers that other provinces are absorbing.
That's way too much. We don't have the capacity with the housing, with the school, with the CPE. It's way too much.
Wrapped up in large part by language laws, Quebec may continue to suffer labor shortages amid a rise in immigration until something gives. This is Julia Israel, Concordia News.
A new study reveals that younger people are more affected by the Canadian news ban on Facebook and Instagram, but it also revealed that they aren't changing their news reading habits. The study, published by the Centre d'études sur les médias, reported that more than 70% of 18 to 34-year-olds use social media as their main daily news source. However, only 29% of this group has changed how they get their news. 20% of the group said they would consider changing their habits if the news ban persists. Today in arts, Entertainment Today Canada is cancelled after 18 years on air, the release of a film eagerly awaited by horror fans, and the Pop Montreal Festival launched last night. Here's Eve Côté with all our arts and entertainment. That was an excerpt from Martin Booty Spoon's DJ set last night for the grand opening night of Pop Montréal at Rialto Theatre. For its 22nd anniversary, the Underground Music Festival was off to a strong start, with names such as Daniel Azaya, Charlotte Adigéry, and Camille Léon to kick off its four-day program. In other news, this Sunday will mark the end of the 20th season of the Picnic Électronique at Parc Jean Drapeau. Electro music fans will be able to enjoy local DJ Laurence Matt at the Picnic Rap Party.
All right, now to tonight's hot shot. Kim Kardashian is making headlines with her latest photo shoot for
If you don't want to miss out on the latest gossip, make sure to tune in Entertainment Tonight Canada's final episode on October 6th. After 18 years, the show has been cancelled due to increasingly high production costs. According to Corus Entertainment, a more challenging advertising environment is at fault for the decision. As a result, the ET Canada team is expected to be laid off after the show ends. And for those of you into the horror side of the film world, the Saw X movie is coming to theaters tomorrow. After nearly 20 years since its debuting feature, the gore franchise is bringing back its infamous main character, Jigsaw, for a series of massacre traps, each more bloody than the last. That was Ev Coulté for Arts and Entertainment. Thank you, Ev. Today, September 28th, is National Drink Beer Day. Anyone wanting to celebrate will have no trouble finding quality drinks. Quebec is home to over 150 microbreweries, and more than 40 of those are located in Montreal. With Quebec having the second highest consumption of beer per capita within Canada, it's clear Quebecers are no strangers to enjoying a pint. Temperatures will rise to the low 20s this afternoon and drop back down again to 11 degrees this evening. Sunny weather and temperatures in the low to mid 20s will continue through the weekend and to the beginning of next week. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Marie Sexton.